Welcome to the New Leadership Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Terry Wildeman. Terry, won't you take it from here?
Thank you so very much, Tanya, and it is a pleasure to be here today addressing your audience and sharing the insights that I love to teach the leaders and entrepreneurs. I am Terry Wildeman. I'm the owner of Intuitive Leadership, doing business as Terry Wildeman Enterprises, and or it's the other way around, Terry Business Enterprises, LLC, doing business as Intuitive Leadership. And the focus of everything that I do is about leadership, intuition, communication, and resilience. I'm certified in all of those areas, and being able to work with leaders and entrepreneurs and assist them to integrate the practical, tactical, and logical with the emotional, the energetic, the spiritual, and the intuitive is so important, and it is so necessary. So to create an image in your mind of what this is all about. If you can imagine an iceberg, all of you have seen, or most of you anyway, may have seen that picture of the iceberg that a lot of us as trainers use. And the top part is 1/7 above the water, and 6/7 of the iceberg is below the water. The top part in my world is the equivalent of the practical, tactical, and logical. The bottom part of the iceberg, which is the subconscious or the unconscious, that is the realm of the emotional. That is the realm of intuition. That is the realm of energies. That is the realm that oftentimes we ignore. And look at how much more of that we have than what is above the surface. So the talk today is about inward journey, outward results. That is what intuitive leadership is all about. Intuitive leadership, inward journey, outward results. Many leaders that are highly successful, and if you take a good look at your most successful leaders, you will find that the pieces that I'm going to be talking about are instrumental to their success. And it tends to fall under that 6/7 of the iceberg. And to make it easier for those of us who are mathematically challenged, 1/3, 2/3. Okay, 1/3, 2/3. So the areas in that 2/3 that we tend to ignore because it's too fluffy or it's too woo-woo, I'm challenging you that it is not, and it is necessary and actually your key to success. People who are often A students end up working for B and C students because B and C students get it, that it's the relationship that makes a difference, not necessarily all the details in life. When we are continuously focused on the details of life, A plus B plus C equals D, constant, 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 and we don't tap into our heart energy, we don't tap into our intuition, we don't tap into those areas that allow us to activate the practical, tactical, and logical well, because we are working with people. That is how success is created. So there are 5 steps that I'm going to be sharing with you on how to lead and succeed brilliantly by stepping onto the yellow brick road of the inward journey. The Emerald City is success. Along the journey, just like in The Wizard of Oz, along that journey, there are things that are going to be happening that are going to be taking you on a detour here or a detour there. You're going to meet this unexpected person here or this person you expected to hear, and you find out they're not the right person. There's all kinds of detours along that path to get you to your Emerald City. But what you're going to find is when you work with your internal leadership skills, your intuition, positive communications, and superior stress resilience, you will find that those detours open up opportunities because you are listening on an incredibly high level. So the very first step that positive influential leaders need to know to begin with their inward journey is self-awareness. Leaders who are self-aware, who are mindful and tuned in to their feelings and emotions, they're very clear on their triggers and how those triggers manifest their actions, their words, and their mindset. And those three things, actions, words, and mindset, affect not only themselves, but others, either positively or negatively. They understand that they have a responsibility to those they serve, and to do that well requires monitoring their behavior to stay in alignment and in integrity in mind, body, and spirit. So self-awareness is huge. And what I have learned over the years is this is the one thing that many of my clients sometimes have a hard time with. Let's face it, we are in the land of technology where we're walking down the street with our heads down and our phone in front of us. We lack mindfulness. We lack awareness of what is going on around us. One of the things that I've noticed is pedestrians walking around, a lot of them tend to be in La La Land, which is dangerous when the drivers themselves are not present in the moment and are also in La La Land. Okay, their minds are going in all different directions, or God forbid, they are on their phones, yapping away, they're not fully present in the moment, driving a 3,000-ton vehicle. You know, and this kind of awareness is key to fantastic leadership. Why is it necessary? In the workplace, great leaders are aware of what is going on with their employees. They are aware by asking open-ended questions. What is working and what is not working. I'm going to say that again. They're aware of what is working and what is not working. They also are in a place where they work with what I call thrill leadership, trust, honor, respect, integrity, love, and loyalty. So I'm going to share that again. And this is about step one, self-awareness. Influential leaders are self-aware, mindful, and tuned into their feelings and emotions. And they work with what I call thrill leadership, which is a segment of intuitive leadership, trust, honor, respect. Integrity or intuitive, integrity for the I, loyalty, and love of fellow man. Let's talk about trust. Trusting yourself is huge, and I'm going to be speaking a little bit more about that later on. But oftentimes what happens with leaders is they are so busy focusing outward that they're not trusting intuitive hits that are coming to them. And again, I'm going to be spending a lot more time on intuition in just a moment. But trusting yourself is huge. Honoring yourself. When you honor yourself and your needs, you begin to build resilience. And again, that's step number two, and I'm going to be talking more about that. Because it is so important that we honor ourselves as well as honor others and their needs. One of the things we do in the workplace when we want to give bonuses or gifts, we give them what we think we want, you know, makes us happy. How about asking your employees what makes them happy? Maybe what they would like is more comp time so that they can go to their kid's soccer game. Maybe they want comp time to be able to an extra vacation day so that they can go visit a sick relative. These are the things that are very valuable, and we don't ask the open-ended questions to be able to learn about those things. So respect. Respect is huge. Who here has been disrespected? You know what it feels like. it doesn't feel good. And you feel it throughout your entire body. And that disrespect influences you in many ways. And those emotions end up getting trapped in your body. And if you are in a situation where you are constantly attracting disrespect, there's a law of attraction issue here. And I suspect that there are probably self-sabotaging emotions that are trapped within your body. Those are things that we can release. I use a very powerful technique called emotion code to release those self-sabotaging emotions. And I also work with NLP and EFT to be able to clear a lot of those things that get in the way. So if we want to be respected, it is up to us to respect other people. Fairly recently, I had a situation where someone that I know was very judgmental of this other person, yet they didn't want to do something out of fear of judgment. And I called them on it. And I said, if you're going to be judging other people, you then will be judged. It's a law of attraction thing. And they looked at me and their eyes got real big. I said, you just told me you don't want to be judged on this, 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 and this. But yet I am hearing you talk about you judging this person on other, it was other things, this, this, and this. So guess what? It's the same energy. It's the same thing. If you don't want to be judged, don't judge, period. Accept here people who are in front of you for who they are, what you are, what they are. And there is always a positive in absolutely everything. There is always a positive. It may be hard to see when something profoundly negative happens, but trust me when I say it really does work. There is something there that is positive. So we talked about trust, honor, respect. I'm going to be getting back into trust in a little bit. Integrity. Your integrity is huge. Yesterday, I was very blessed to go to my very first ever, I don't want to say commencement, it was 1,200 brand new minted lawyers who just passed the California bar were taking the oath. And my friend who I was with, he took the oath of not only being a federal lawyer, but also a county lawyer. And the common thread with all of the speakers at this event was integrity, integrity, integrity. As of right now, integrity and reputation are perfect. Do what you can to keep it that way. Avoid compromising your integrity because your integrity means so much. It means so much. And to hear that from the podium, not from one, not from two, but to three other attorneys and judges, I thought that was absolutely fantastic. So we have trust, honor, respect, integrity, loyalty. You must be loyal to yourself first. When you are loyal to yourself, you then know what it is that you want and what you don't want. Law of attraction works better in this regard. One of the concepts that I teach and I wrote about in my book, The Enchanted Boardroom, Evolve into an Unstoppable Intuitive Leader, and you can buy it on Amazon. In one of the chapters, I talk about and spend a lot of time on magnetic business attraction. What is it that you need to do to be able to attract your ideal client and to attract things you want and more than things you don't want? And part of the step one of self-awareness is understanding that trust, honor, respect, integrity, loyalty. I'm sorry, we're talking about loyalty. Loyalty is being, when you're loyal to yourself, other people will be loyal to you also. And it's about you being loyal to your clients, you being loyal to your family, you being loyal to your friends, you being loyal to key people in your world. And work with them, integrate with them, guide them. And the last one is love a fellow man in this thrill concept under step one of self-awareness. Love a fellow man is huge. It's about compassion. It's about communicating in a way that people who are visuals can actually see the image. People who are audio, who use their audio, can really understand the words that you're saying. and people who are clairsentient or feelers can feel the commitment and the passion behind what it is that you're saying. So when you are loving mankind, things come back to you. And I'm going to share another story that just recently happened. On the way from my, I live in Newport, Rhode Island. I spend a lot of time in Miami. We have our second office down there, and I was flying here to San Diego. So we did a layover in Tampa, and there was a person who was sitting in front of me who was one of, I suspect was one of three things. Either the woman was high, or she was drinking, or she was suffering from trauma. There was something there that was obviously not quite right. The people around me were all flying to, I think it was Minnesota. And she started engaging with me. Everybody else pushed away from her. I instead engaged with her. And we were having this conversation, and she was asking me questions, and I was going back and forth with her. And I became the care bear and just sent her love. Just like in Iron Man, Tony Stark, for those of you who know are from the Iron Man era, and for those of you from the Care Bear area, imagine just light coming out of your heart. And I was just sending her love from the heart center, because that love was able to calm her down. And I finally walked away and said goodbye, and I went to where my gate actually was. And before that, I went to the ladies' room, and the woman who was two seats over from me happened to say, she was in the restroom, and she said, "You were amazing with this woman. The way you engaged with her and you spoke with her with such love and compassion." And I started laughing. I said, "Oh, I bring a lot of CEOs down from the ceiling. You have to speak that way oftentimes." And it really is about sending people love. And she and I engaged afterwards, this woman from the restroom. We were talking, and she was asking me with such interest what I did, how I did it. And she grabbed my hands, thanked me, and just said, "Have a very Merry Christmas." And it was, what I know is that because I showed this other woman compassion, I touched her soul too. And that's what it felt like. And it was wonderful. So loyalty and love of fellow man is really important in the thrill concept. So it's trust, honor, respect, integrity, loyalty, and love of fellow man. And that all falls under the first step of intuitive leadership. So step number two, extreme self-care using boundaries. And that actually is part of the trust factor. Influential leaders understand that boundaries are critical to their success. They prevent burnout, they increase resilience, and they improve health and mindset. They provide a container for our energy, allowing us to work efficiently, number one, and secondly, effectively. The following exercise demonstrates how boundaries contribute positively to the way we lead. So imagine a pitcher of water and a plate without sides sitting on a table. Okay, so you have a pitcher full of water and a plate, just a flat plate that has no sides, sitting on a table. The plate symbolizes our boundaries, and the water symbolizes our energy. Now, pick up the pitcher and pour the water. Imagine yourself pouring the water onto the plate, and what happens? A mess, okay? A big fat mess, because water flows all over the place, all over the table, spreading out everywhere uncontrollably. The water it's a mess. So it takes up a lot more energy because we have to clean it up. We have to run, get towels, sop all the water up before it does any damage. Now the water, our energy, is spread thin. And this represents stress. It represents burnout. And it represents trying to be all things to all people. Our health becomes compromised. The water is undrinkable unless you're quick enough to grab a bowl or something, or stick the pitcher under the table to grab the water. But if the table's not clean, yes, the water's contaminated. And we become ineffective in how we want to serve those we care about the most because our energy is chaotic. Okay? Now, I know this well. I have burned out multiple times, and it's because I, as the water, was trying to do anything and everything and spreading myself too thin. One of the worst burnouts I had took me over 6 months to recover. I lost my business. My little girls were 4 and 1, and they saw me curled up on the couch. I couldn't do anything. We're a military family. My husband was deployed, and it was all I could do to take care of myself and to take care of my kids, as well as helping everybody else that was on that ship. Because my husband was in command at that time, and I was the commanding officer spouse. And my focus was on making sure that all of those families of the 350 people that were on that ship were well taken care of. But I was so full throttle, and I went out so hard, I forgot one very important thing, and that was to take care of myself. So for 2.5 years, I gave, until finally at the end of the tour, we did a fantastic job, and I'm very proud of the job that I did. I would do it exactly the same way, except I would do one very big different thing, and that is put up boundaries. So to illustrate that, let's revise the exercise. Instead of a plate with no sides, replace it with a clear crystal glass to represent our boundaries, or a plate with sides that is crystal clear. Pour the water, which is our energy, into the glass or the contained crystal bowl, and the water becomes easily drinkable. It stays clean. It hydrates us. We feel good. Our energy is in control. And we can easily fill the glass or the bowl over and over. The boundaries of the clear glass or the clear bowl make it simple to serve others well. And we can clearly see what needs to be done and easily replenish our energy to stay healthy. This example was created after that last intense burnout because I didn't have the sides. I was the water that just ran all over the place. But when I started to heal and when I started to teach again, I realized that the biggest thing that I learned during that tour was boundaries. I needed those boundaries badly, but I didn't know how to put them in place. I now have the tools and the skill sets to do that, and that is what I teach my CEOs and my leaders and entrepreneurs, to assist them to really become extraordinarily resilient, to listen to their bodies, to put up those clear boundaries so that they can see out of the glass and people can see them. And those clear boundaries help you. And I like to actually say flexible boundaries, because when with flexible boundaries, you can bob, weave, and shift as you need. But it is about being able to reduce your stress levels. Now, I'm going to give you a gift to help you increase your resilience, and you can go to www.quickshiftzone.com. That's quick, Q-U-I-C-K, shift, S-H-I-F-T, zone, Z-O-N-E.com. And when you go to the Quick Shift Zone, you will download a 4-step process that will, it's a meditation that you can do in 60 seconds or less that teaches you how to shift into your heart organ, the heart, how to shift into your core center to allow yourself to reduce your cortisol levels, which creates stress, and increase your DHEA, which helps to heal the body. And when you do that and just take 60 seconds for yourself, It will improve your self-awareness, and it will allow you to be able to see things a little bit differently and to stay grounded and centered. Again, that's quickshiftzone.com. So what have I, let's review what we've talked about so far. We've talked about self-awareness and through a leadership concept, which is trust, honor, respect, integrity, loyalty, and love a fellow man. And we've talked about using extreme self-care, using boundaries, and use the exercise and the example of water being poured on a flat dish and going all over the place, or water being poured into a crystal glass where you can see out and you can see in. And those boundaries help you to increase your resilience. Now, step three, self-acceptance. Accepting yourself first allows for great leadership from the inside out. Who here hasn't had issues every once in a while of self-acceptance? Some of us have had more of that. Some of us have had less of that. Accepting and acknowledging our talents, our strengths, and our gifts, as well as our flaws and challenges, allows us to gain clarity on what we do well and what we need to let go of. Doing work that we love makes us happy, does it not? It takes less time and effort to do work we love instead of doing work we intensely dislike, which takes time and compromises our energy as well as our mindset. What if we stopped judging ourselves and instead stop thinking that we have to do it all, because we don't have to do it all? We stop worrying about what others think about us, because frankly, it's none of our business what other people think about us. It truly isn't. It is none of our business what other people think about us. And instead, we acknowledge that being perfect literally sucks the life out of us. Think about it. For you, those of you who are perfectionists, how stressed are you at being perfect? There is no such thing as perfection. There really isn't, because if there was, there would be no new innovation. There's a difference between perfection and a difference between excellent. Something that is excellent, there is still room to grow and expand. Something that is perfect, there is no room to grow and expand. It's perfect, okay? So please acknowledge the difference between excellence and perfection. Perfection sucks the life out of you. Excellence and striving for excellence helps you keep going and moving on your inward journey. Okay? So excellence allows for flexibility in our lives. And when we delegate what we don't like to do to others who love to do those things, for me, it's bookkeeping. I intensely dislike bookkeeping. Why am I going to spend all this time and effort doing bookkeeping that I absolutely despise to do? I'm hiring a bookkeeper. And that's the first thing I coach my entrepreneurs to do. I ask them, do you like bookkeeping? If they say yes, okay, keep that. We'll find something else. But if they dislike bookkeeping, which 90% of them do dislike bookkeeping, we farm it out. We farm out the bookkeeping so that they can put their energies in other areas that are easier, more fun for them to do. So give those things that you don't like to do to people who love to do those things. They help you. They help to keep you in business, and you help them stay in business. And it makes us happier. We can then own and stay in our integrity doing the work that we love with who we are, and we can lead off authentically, because we're doing that magical work. Self-acceptance is also part, by the way, of a give and take equation. Many of us make our lives about giving. We give, 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 give. How many of us fall into that category? We're so busy giving to everybody else that we don't allow ourselves to receive. A, because it makes you feel uncomfortable. B, you can feel unworthy that you can't receive. You have to be able to receive. You have to. Because if you're giving all the time, that's what led to my burnout. I was giving, giving, giving. I wasn't receiving. I wasn't receiving. So many of us, when we live our lives giving like that, when we learn to receive, it becomes a balanced equation, okay? A balanced equation. And we think that receiving is a weakness when in fact it's a strength, and it's as important as giving. It's called the yin and yang of reciprocity. The yin and yang of reciprocity, okay? So far, again, I'm going to review here. We've covered self-awareness in step one. We've covered extreme self-care using boundaries for step two. And number three, I've been talking about self-acceptance. Now we're going to get into step four, which is intuition. This is an area that I love, 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 love getting into. One of the most important and powerful gifts that we have from birth is our intuition, our internal guidance system. Unfortunately, many of us run away from listening to our gut because, and here's where the trust comes in under the thrill leadership piece I was talking about in the beginning, we don't trust the images that we see in our imagination. We don't trust the feelings that we feel. We don't trust how our body feels. We don't trust the words that we hear, these disembodied words that often come to us. And we don't trust that inner knowing we have inside of us. We just don't trust it. And that lack of trust, we shoot ourselves in the foot every time. We shoot ourselves in the foot. We are ruled by the fear of being judged because we listen to woo-woo instead of being practical and logical. I'm going to bring that, the iceberg back in again. The woo-woo, the intuitive, the emotional, the compassion, the feeling, it's in the bottom two-thirds. It's in the bottom two-thirds. The practical and logical is in the top third, okay? So we are ruled supposedly by that top third. But instead, when we focus and integrate it with the two thirds, then the iceberg, we see the whole thing as what it truly is. So what happens? It's all fear. We are really scared to listen to our intuition. And fear is a very powerful four-letter word. A very good friend calls fear as fear of everything is all right. Fear is everything is all right. So how about we pay attention to what's left if we knock off the F? Drop the F and we are left with E-A-R. Everything is all right. What if we use our ears to truly hear the words and knowledge that comes from within and acknowledge the images and feelings that bubble up? Think about that. I'm going to repeat that again. What if we use our ears to truly hear the words and knowledge that comes from within and acknowledge the images and feelings that bubble up? We can then integrate it with the practical and logical sides of ourselves. Imagine this, operating on all cylinders, using all of our gifts. The woo is already part of us naturally and affects our decision-making choices, projects, communications, and leadership. We just have to own it. That's all. We just have to own it. And throughout history, great leaders have listened to it and understood the importance of listening to intuition. People, I'm just drawing a blank. Steve Jobs talks about intuition. Einstein talks about intuition. Edison talks about intuition. Many of our military leaders talk about intuition. What I taught you about in the beginning of the program, in stress resilience, the quick shift technique, by shifting into your heart, you are literally connecting the brain that is in the heart with the brain in the head. Intuition lies in our heart. And the heart has been proven to send more messages to the brain than the brain to the heart. And you can feel the energy field. The energy field of the heart can be measured 6 to 10 feet away from the body in a 360-degree circumference. So intuitively, you've got messages coming to you all the time. And when you operate from being and are very grounded by shifting into your core, you are integrating the brain and the head with the brain and the heart. You are congruent, and you allow intuition to feed you information. You allow intuition to feed you information. And when you listen to that information, instead of running away from it, when you listen to that gut, when you listen to the pain in the shoulder is about what are you carrying that you need to let go of. Eyes. What, you know, if you have eye issues, oftentimes it's what do you not want to see. And just today, I was working with one of my clients who we cleared out a whole bunch of eye issues using emotion code. And sure enough, today she just emailed me right before this call, telling me that the eye started watering again. And yes, I was right. It is stress, because the stressful stuff that's coming into her world right now. What do you not want to see? Ears are about what do you not want to hear. Knees, ankles are about moving forward, feet moving forward. Hips are about big projects. When you listen to your body, hips are about big projects. And I can share with you, when I was writing The Enchanted Boardroom, and it was published in 2016, so it was earlier in 2016, I was having horrific hip pain. My doctor actually talked about doing a hip transplant, listen to me, a hip replacement. And I looked at him and said, no, I'm just writing my book. And he looked at me like I had three heads on my shoulders. And I told him, I promise you, this has to do with the book. I wanted to come in. I wanted to check it out. I wanted to get MRI x-rays, just clear everything out of the way. Yes, there's a little bit of arthritis in the hip. And as my chiropractor said, I've been working on you for 24 years. I have never seen you in this kind of pain before. And that kind of pain is, no matter what he did, it just was terrible. I couldn't walk. But I knew it had to do with the book. Again, hips are about big projects and moving forward. When I delivered the manuscript, within 1 week, the hip pain completely went away. I have yet to go to my MD since 2016 because I haven't needed to. My chiropractor just shakes his head because he knows how I listen to the mind-body connection. The latest episode on the mind-body connection was I was getting really bad pain between my shoulder blades, an area that I don't normally get pain in. And my chiropractor scratching his head, what's going on here? This is really new for you. Well, I knew that I was being pushed by my guides forward, and I was resisting. I was being tasked to do the show. It was time to do another show. I didn't want to do a show. I did a radio show for 2 years. I didn't want to go. And the more I resisted, the more the pain between my shoulder blades hurt. And I mean hurt. It was bad. So in April, one day sitting on the couch, Angels in Business showed up, came right out. I created a Facebook page on that. It was later changed to Angels in Business and Intuition in June. After that, it was changed to Your Seventh Sense. And my VA and I, within 7 weeks, put together my TV show, which you can see on YouTube, and you can also see on all of the radio stations, in podcasting stations, or you could go to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/intuitiveleadership, and you can see the show there, and it's called Your, Y-O-U-R, Seventh, Seven in the T-H, Sense, S-E-N-S-E, Business Powered by Angels and Intuition. And when I surrendered and when I released, the pain disappeared from between my shoulder blades. And it was 3 months of resisting and resisting and resisting and resisting. And when I surrendered and just started working on it, again, it was gone. So listen to your body. Listen to your body. Your body is highly intelligent and it has amazing messages for you. And that's part of the intuitive process. Now, step number 5, positive influence, communication, body language, and demeanor. So positive influence integrates all of the previous steps, which are 1, again, self-awareness. 2, extreme self-care using boundaries. 3, self-acceptance. And 4, intuition. We are now in 5, which is all about communication. Positive influence, when it's integrated, when all of the prior steps are integrated, it creates a very, very strong connection that incorporates self-awareness, which is 1, and mindfulness, and how we communicate with word choices and how we dress, act, and move. Great leaders get it. They just get it. That to be heard and understood is important to be resilient and congruent as in 2, and necessary to avoid negative judgment of oneself and others as in 3. Listening to our intuition from 4 offers foundation guidance to each of the other steps. So positive influence. It's built on your body language. 60% of our message is delivered with our body language. When you present yourself confidently, you stand straight and tall. Your shoulders are down instead of humped over. And you are dressed well. Your image is powerful. And first impressions are made within 3 seconds. And people will judge you. Unfortunately, we were talking about judging earlier. People will judge you on your hair, your makeup, your clothing, your accessories, your handshake. Please practice handshaking and deliver powerful handshakes. Simple things like get a really beautiful name tag and put it on the right side of your body, folks, not the left side of your body, the right side of your body. And my name tag has bling all around it. And I've had people walk from the opposite side of the room over to me specifically for that name tag because they love the name tag and they wanted to meet the person behind it. So that was influence. That name tag was strategically created, the top third of the iceberg. It was strategically created to create an invitation of influence, which is part of the two-thirds. And the person walked over to me and we engaged and we spoke and we had a fantastic conversation and the relationship has continued. So these are the things that you do to build on networking. A strong handshake, again, first impressions. That strong handshake creates a powerful positive influence. Okay. Listening well. You can just ask open-ended questions. Learn more about the individual. Speak with them. That's positive influence because you are listening. How good does it make you feel when someone listens to you? Do the same for others. And they walk away from you. Wow, that was a great conversation. You probably said anything because you were listening and asking open-ended questions. People love to talk about themselves. Listen to that. Listen and ask those powerful, powerful questions. Next thing, follow up. send the thank you notes, either via email or text. If you can, send a handwritten note. That really makes a difference. That's called follow-up, and that creates more positive influence. How you speak with people, it creates compassion. Your tone of voice creates compassion. It can also elicit authority. All right. Like the lady in the bathroom said to me at the airport when we, on the layover that I was talking about, she said, she said, you spoke confidently but compassionately to this woman. Because one of the things this woman was talking about that, and if you came in a little bit late into this conversation that we're having, it's not really a conversation, but this training that we're doing, the woman who was sitting in front of me when I was waiting for the airplane was really out of it. But she kept engaging with me. She started talking about the VA. She says, oh, there's no VA in Tampa, which I'm almost positive there is. And I said, well, maybe we can find it. Oh, well, why? You know, what do you know about it? And then I very lovingly said, well, you know, my husband's retired Navy. I have a daughter in the Navy. I've trained a lot of military personnel. I know a little bit about the Navy. Oh, okay. And then I opened the door. I said, what do you, you know, tell me about you in the military. And she started talking about herself and talking about herself because I gave her just enough to make her feel safe, to create a little bit of trust. And by asking that open-ended question, she was able to converse with me and I was able to calm her down. So positive influence can take on many, many faces, many, many layers. But it begins with trusting yourself and your own competencies, trusting who you are as an individual. I'm going to ask you to stop looking outside of yourself for answers. I find that so many of my clients, the leaders and entrepreneurs, are constantly taking programs. They become seminar junkies because they're looking outside of themselves for the answers. You are already influential. Trust yourself. Be yourself. Own who you are as an individual. Own your own experiences. Own the current skill sets that you already have. Use them. And I guarantee you that if you really want to be the best influencer that you can be, love yourself. What we talked about with trust, leadership, real leadership earlier, trust, honor, respect, integrity, loyalty, and love. But fellow man, do it for yourself first. Now, we talked about the unicorn at the very beginning with Tanya. And I have programs that are created for business folks. One is called the Unicorn Business Accelerator Program, where we take people through a 12-month program. And why do I use unicorns? I love unicorns. First of all, they're magical. Secondly, my unicorn is a winged unicorn. Winged unicorns have the opportunity to go up 35,000 feet in the air and look at things from a 360 perspective. But also with their 4 feet, when they're on the ground, they can see what is happening at ground level. So being able to connect both gives them a very powerful, solid understanding of events that are going on. Thus, I love using the unicorn because they create magic wherever they go. And if you are a unicorn leader that shares positive influence everywhere you go, people are naturally attracted to you. So we have the Unicorn Business Accelerator Program where we work with you for 12 months in teaching you, helping you, guiding you, coaching you, training you to build your business in a strong, powerful way. We also have the Unicorn Executive Leadership Program. And this is about, if you are a leader, in the workplace. This is more for CEOs and professionals in the workplace. Really helping you connect the one-third of the iceberg with the two-thirds of the iceberg. Bring it all together. It is a 12-month program where there is intense coaching and there is a lot of interaction that is going on. And you can learn about both of my programs by going to intuitiveleadership.com. intuitiveleadership.com. And I would love the opportunity to be able to talk about either one of those programs with you. And one of the other areas that I'm so excited to share with you is that We work a lot with emotion code, and emotion code, we do one-on-one sessions in emotion code where we can release any self-sabotaging emotions that are in your way of being able to move forward to create the success that you like and that you want. Emotion code is a very powerful tool. I use it on myself constantly. I work with it when actually it's incorporated in both of the unicorn programs to work with my executives and my leaders and helping them clear out whatever it is that has been in their way to their ultimate success. And if you would like a one-on-one session where we can clear that out, I do that also. So, Tanya, it is 10:12. I have talked for 50 minutes.